If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Jesus was, after all, telling not just close disciples, but even acquaintances, hanger-ons, that they were to put him over their family. Who was he? How could he say such a thing?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, love and hate are some of the most used and abused words in our culture today. But somehow, I think it goes way beyond American culture into cultures and languages around the world. Love is used so profusely that it has almost lost any real meaning except its most base meaning. People love food, clothes, of course, their pets, vacations, feelings, fun, politics, sometimes even more than spouse, children, or extended family, not to mention friends. And people love themselves, self-centered, that is. Psychologists, from Freud and Fromm to the present, all write on love. But the reality is that whether we are truly understanding and talking about real love, the human condition is that we love, whether or not we love the right thing or not. St. Augustine said a most interesting assertion about love and God. He said, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee." That's about love, my friends, love that goes to the heart. So who or what do you love, and how, and what do you hate? Another strained word that has gone out of right use, I think. Well, we're going to talk about loves and hates today on Wings of the Morning. But now, listen to Chris Tomlin sing about our very theme today, I Will Follow.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow.
I
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, Luke quotes Jesus as saying, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." And then in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus says, "Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me." In our language and day, these assertions, particularly the first, sound especially strange, don't they? Even though they are coming from Jesus, God the Son. But are they strange or shocking, or are they merely demanding, convicting? Probably a bit of both. You see, I think these words of Jesus are some of what theologians have called the hard sayings. There was some shock that Jesus perhaps wanted to deliver to the complacent crowd around him then, and exists still today. Jesus was, after all, telling not just close disciples, but even acquaintances, hanger-ons, that they were to put him over their family. Who was he? How could he say such a thing? He must have some kind of God delusion, or at least a Messiah complex. Was he setting up some kind of cult? Some heard these things and turned away. Did they just misunderstand? First of all, let me say that the notion of hate here is somewhat different from the meaning we perhaps give it. Commentators, language experts, want to give this word an interpretation as to love something less, so that it might say that if we don't love our father, mother, sister, or brother, wife, or children less than Jesus, then, and that's the way it goes. And in our casual way, we are tempted to say, sure, I can love this or that person less than Jesus. No problem. But when this word hate is used in other places, it says things like this: evil hates the light. In John 3:20, the world hates you and hates me. In John 15:18, and he who hates me hates my Father, Jesus said in John 15:23. And we know that what motivated the high priests, Sadducees, and Pharisees to send Jesus to his death on the cross was not just a mere little less love. They despised Jesus. They were not just keeping their God and country priorities straight. They plotted to kill Jesus to keep their power and position intact every bit as much as some power-hungry evil Herod, the great killer of babies in Bethlehem, and his son, the killer of John the Baptist. But we can certainly say that Jesus is not saying that we despise and plot against everyone else other than him. Rather, our love for him and the Father and God the Holy Spirit should exceed all other loves, that if we are ever called upon to choose, there is no question we choose Jesus over family, friends, whoever. Then Jesus really clarifies this love-hate relationship when he says, yes, even his own life. When a soldier throws himself on a grenade, or a policeman runs into the gunfire to protect the innocent from a murderer or a terrorist, or a fireman runs up into the fire to rescue a victim only to lose their own lives, we understand that they did it for duty, commitment, and sometimes even love. But when you sacrifice your own life for the one you love, you take their place, well, that is real love. And to give up life is to do the ultimate destructive action. We hate our life as we love the one we are sacrificing ourselves for. The contrast here between love and hate is really clear. That is why most of you do not want to serve Jesus, because he demands that we hate our own lives when we want to love and keep our lives. We bargain with God saying, I love you, but can't I just hold on to this? Or can't I just keep doing that? Jesus is not open to bargaining. He's not presenting a bargain to us. He says, love me, hate even your own life. The thing which he says also to back this is that he loves us so much that he gave up his own life on the cross. So, my friend, he is not asking you to do anything more or less than he himself did. So how about it? He is calling you now to do just this. You have been playing around with this decision, maybe for years. You've been going to church. You've been talking like a Christian. You've been even saying, I do follow Jesus. I get it. It's not an easy decision. But now is the time. Now you need to decide. So decide. Do you love Jesus? And do you hate everything else, even your own life? Why don't you pray with me? Pray, dear Jesus, I'm tired of holding on to my sin, my life as I designed it. Please forgive me. Take me. Cleanse me. You will be the one I love. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. You can reach me at sundaybreakfastmission.org. You can write me there. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.